discovery of Boris, the second Dalai Lama. Gathered after Juni was in the earth, when Ursula had groaned a last time, they began to dance. All yipped and played, even Federal, always alert and suspicious, frolicked with the rest, for death they knew was no ending. They barked the words of Nav, repeated so often by Juni. There is no end, but only a continual beginning. And they were happy. Gathered then were Bidu and Feral and Sultan, and coming slowly so late was Paw, old, still grumpy, but strong in the spirit of dog, happy to let the puppies and the puppies of the puppies gambol around him, nipping at his side and even his neck, his black, black coat now with much gray, bald at his elbows and on his muzzle, he was glad, for he knew this was another beginning, licking the puppies, nuzzling up against the humans. Came also Princess, the lovely one, shaggy and black and horrible to look at until you saw her eyes, and the love that flowed from them, her rat-like tail wagging her greeting as she came from the foothills of the Hindu Kush. Not so strong, but still so caring, she looked at the puppies and gathered them round with the human children, wagging her tail, licking and smelling them all, keeping them together while the others hunted and built a fire to cook the meat slowly. But Lady, regal, white and golden, her hair flowing out, her tail straight out, she had gone before. She had passed so many dog years ago. All remembered her and thought of her in the time of great joy, of the joy of the passing of Juni to the flow and spirit of dog. And Ralph, with his purple coat, his look almost aslant and always joking, always wry and teaching through his jabs, through the laughter, he too had passed. His puppies and the humans that had followed him, some came with greetings from the Aral Sea, with hope in the love of those who were here, bringing with them his joking, his wry humor that bit with serious love and thought. Spot, all white with a black spot on his brow, short hair, always jumping, ready always to spring against Cat, who sends her 12 cats in Ferrazzi, the great mountain lion. Spot, with a great heart, he could not come. Spot of the great heart, the terror of the 12 cats of Cat, had passed. Had gone, but had sent at the last a puppy of Sultan, who was Spot's puppy, with greetings, greetings to all that they would someday be together again in the flow and spirit of dog. And the little puppy, so small, was a wonder to all that she had been able to come so far from the cedars of Lebanon, told how Spot had reminded them all that when Juni should be no more, they must find the new Dalai Lama. But Fido, the faithful one, small with curling tail, black and white and tan and red, all intense, from near on the Euphrates to where Nav had preached so long ago, Fido, he did not come. He sent one of his acolytes, a big hairy dog that lumbered to them, telling of how Fido must stay there, near where Nav had preached and taught him, never forsaking Nav. And those of the 12 disciples of Nav who were there, being Paw, Bidu, Princess, Feral, and Sultan, they were puzzled. They could not understand how Fido conceived of the place of Nav that was not the place in his own heart. But they rejoiced to know that Fido was well and was teaching through his example. Then eating of the fat and the meat, of the dripping fat over the fire, sharing all, each more concerned that the other should eat and be satisfied. They lay at the fire, the dogs all snuffling and talking in their low, rumbling way, the puppies listening carefully, the humans adding what they remembered of Juni and of Lady and of Ralph and of Spot. They talked and they shared the meat and the love of those who had passed and of those who were here. They knew that they never all would meet again, so many old, some so young, but they would share and remember this night. They were not chosen to be here, but were only blessed to have the chance to share this moment of joy when Junie had become part of the flow of all. And as they talked, they felt the responsibility, the great calling to find the new Dalai Lama. They must go out, they must smell all, until they should find the one who would carry the message of dog that Nav had begun and which Junie had shown. The next day they set out, each to the place of home, the dogs searching for the next Dalai Lama. The dogs went out, for no human could find the smell of the Holy One who would carry the teachings. They went. Some went to the north, the steps of Bidu, following closely Bidu, and Hiele barked that each should go separate ways to look more widely. Some went to the south, past the Nile, to where they found the first humans, and though those humans smelled not of the sanctity of dog, they stayed there to teach them of the love of dog. Some went to the east, to the land of the people who eat rice and raw fish and seaweed, looking always, smelling each human, each dog, to see if they could find the new Dalai Lama, never forgetting to show those they met of the love of dog, of the caring and faithfulness of all. Some, too, went to the west, past the land of the Aral Sea, where Ralph had shown so many the love that surpasses understanding, where Ralph, through jokes and his sarcasm, had shown that love need not be always solemn, but laughter and forgetting sorrows too. Until, nearly 14 dog years later, did the small puppy of Sultan, who was the puppy of Spot, who had been one of the first to follow Nav, came to the farthest north, to a land all cold and barren. She found there humans with tents made of reindeer skin, huddled near fires in the deep snow, and with them the great dogs that hunt wolves, so strong at the shoulders, with fur so heavy she could not believe it was possible. And among them she searched. She smelled all, first the humans, then the dogs. But she found not one who had the sweet smell, the smell she remembered from the death of Junie, the sweet smell greater than the smell of death. Came then to the fires from guarding far and around, came then to the fires from hunting for all, came Boris, tall, white hair flowing, loping, strong, came he trotting to the fire to be sure that all were well. Boris, the wolf-hunting dog who had heard so long ago of Nav and had traveled to the Euphrates, to the heat he could barely stand, traveling only at night. But he had found that Nav was no longer. He barked with those who were there, but he wanted more. He knew that he was only beginning to learn the love of dog. So he set out to find Junie, the Dalai Lama. And he found her in her wanderings. He found her when she was crossing the mountains between the deserts east of the Euphrates and the fertile land of the Ganges. He learned from her of the great love of dog who enjoined us all to care, to lick those who would attack us, to lead to love by example and never force, to stop and smell the noses and be always generous. And he was happy and returned to the north, to his home, to the land of the flat-nosed humans and the wolf-hunting dogs. He returned and was more thoughtful of all, more caring of the children and puppies, barking strongly to keep away the snow leopards, those followers of Cat, for Junie had warned him of Cat and of Ferazzi, the mountain lion, who would turn all from the love of dog to the fear and hatred that Cat would demand. And Boris barked to let the 12 cats of Cat know that he was here, that no one would harm the body or spirit of those at this camp, so long as he could stand. Yet Boris was uneasy. He could not understand the flow of all, how we become one when we pass beyond the world of bodies. He meditated. In the position of meditation, lying with his paws stretched in front, his head raised looking straight ahead, his focus on the distance, his breathing regular, he meditated, yet alert, always alert for the danger of the followers of Cat. He meditated, but never for long, for he was to protect those he loved, to remind them of love through his example of unconditional faithfulness, to provide for them in the hunt. He meditated on dog and how to achieve the dog head so as to be free of fear and ever more open to love. And through his meditation, he began to see. He heard the bark of Nav. He heard the bark of Juni, knowing not that she had passed. He heard, first faintly, then so strong, the bark of dog. And he came to know that we are not separate. We are no more separate and individual than the water of the Black Sea is separate and distinct from the other waters that cover the earth. That we are no more separate than the wind that blows across our face is separate from all the air that covers the earth. We are all one in the flow of life, only separate in the perception of dog. But our separateness, he finally saw, is an illusion. Our separateness is only a way of seeing ourselves and others, of seeing the tree as distinct from us, of seeing the deer we are ready to eat as not one with us, of thinking that Nav and Juni were separate when they are all with us in the flow of all. Then freed from the illusion of individuality, freed from the illusion that keeps us separate from others, freed from the illusion that keeps us truly loving, he was free, and he began to teach. He barked slowly, very slowly, returning again and again to meditate, to secure the knowledge that he could pass on to all so that he could see that love is joy, that death is no cause for sorrow, that the sufferings we feel are the illusions of our separateness. He taught, but always alert, until that small puppy of a puppy of Sultan, who was the puppy of Spot, who had been one of the first to follow Nav, came to the farthest north and saw Boris approaching the fire. The puppy, she was tired, lame from her wandering, cold too in the north. Yet she rose from the fire and went to Boris and smelled him. And she knew the smell. The sweet smell that is greater than the smell of death. She knew the smell, and she howled. All looked at her, the dogs alert, the humans worried, concerned for her, and she howled again greatly. Then she yipped, she jumped, she nipped at the neck of each dog, she threw herself joyfully on the chest of each human. She herded the children and puppies all in front of Boris, and she barked, "Here! Here is he, the Dalai Lama, the teacher and great spirit of us all." And those who knew of Juni, who had been the Dalai Lama, were amazed. But they came to Boris, who now had the sweet smell that is greater than the smell of death. So strong was the smell that even the humans could recognize it. And they bowed down. And Boris, bewildered, would not let them bow, for he too bowed down, thinking only of dog and the teachings of Nav. And the bows became play bows, and the barking became bow wows, and they all danced, circling the fire, with Boris following, then leading, then following joyfully with them, not realizing that he was truly the Dalai Lama. But the small puppy of Sultan, who was the puppy of Spot, who had been one of the first to follow Nav, she told him, and all around told him of his new smell, of the odor of sanctity that he carried. So he bowed before them. He bowed and begged their help. He begged for the help and caring that would let him teach. And each dog went to him and licked his muzzle, and he licked theirs. And each human went to him and petted him, stroking his strong shoulder and head, and was licked by him. Boris then felt that he should go, that he should set out from his home to take the bark of dog to all, as Juni the first Dalai Lama had done. But those around him were fearful. How could they survive without his care? And he knew that he must teach more there to those who would come to him, as he taught the pack of dogs and humans, who still must learn of the unconditional love of dog that knows not guilt, nor fear, nor pride. Then the small puppy of a puppy of Sultan, who was Spot's puppy, she shook herself, shaking off the snow, uncurling her legs, stretching with tail in the air and paws so far in front, stretching, ready now to leave, to tell all that there is a Dalai Lama again, new and with wisdom to share. She sniffed the air. She went to Boris and licked him. She pressed against his side, smelled him once more, and as she turned, trotting away, she heard Boris give the greeting of the north, the great greeting of those in the faith of dog. Dogs Vedanya!